and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm the Gnarly Gnome. Welcome back. It's called the Weekly Pint. This is not a show. It's a happy hour, a digital happy hour. We're not really together in person. We just pretend that we are, but we still drink together. So as you do jump on this show, please tell me what it is you're drinking, and we will pretend that we're drinking together. That's what makes it all work together. Malort, things are happening in the chat. I might have to go grab some Malort before the end of the show, but actually, you know what? I promise I will get a little nip of Malort before the end of the show, because I have something that I really want to get to that I don't know how to drink it, and I'm thinking that some Malort might be involved with how you're supposed to drink it. Let's see. Marco just had dinner and is drinking a Truth. Chris is having a Truthadelic, and he says, OMG, this thing is so good. I have not tried it yet. I had some of like their test batches of what I think became Truthadelic, but I have not tried the actual finished Truthadelic yet. Just realized you can see what I'm drinking. It was in the corner of the screen, at least on this screen. I don't know. I changed a couple things around here. The camera is in a slightly different position, so you get a little more distance, which I think makes me look a little better. I think I look great. Also, we finally got the Christmas tree up in the background, although half of the lights don't work, I learned as I pulled it out. I'm already getting off. Let me finish what everybody's drinking, and then I'll get off topic. Let's see. Josh is having a Sam Adams Winter Lager. Julia brought up Malort, so I guess we're having that too. Julia yelled at him like very strongly and said, "You told me to bring up the Malort. Don't put this on me." Julia's having today's beer event beer. That is the first thing I'm drinking. Shocker. Let's see. Ryan already had a 2Xmas and today's beer event beer, so now water. It's fine. Look, I don't judge. I think that maybe you should have saved one of your beers that you were going to drink for the weekly pint. That's the whole point of the weekly pint, is for us to drink together. It's okay. I don't judge. Water's fine. Water's fine. Look, we have no judgment here. Before I get into beer event beer, so Christmas tree. This was my very first Christmas tree that I ever owned, and we've never gotten rid of it. It has been tucked away in the storage room, and this year I had to pull it out because I had to get to the furnace to fix the furnace, because that's my life. So we had to clean a bunch of stuff out around the furnace, and I found my little Christmas tree hanging out there. And I'm like, you know what? I could put this Christmas tree down here in the basement. I don't want another big Christmas tree. I have lots of like drinking ornaments that don't make it to the actual Christmas tree. Truth be told, none of the ornaments made it onto the Christmas tree this year because of the dog, because he will eat them. So we have like ribbon and stuff on the tree, and he eats that too, but I guess that's better than eating the ornaments. So we don't have any ornaments on our Christmas tree, just lights and like ribbon. And I think the kids like keep throwing like toys in the tree. So there's random, like there's a toaster and a head of lettuce and a baby doll just in the tree, things like that. Completely normal. We live a very normal life in my household. I was thinking I could put a tree down here and put all of the cool drinking ornaments that I have on that tree. And then I started thinking, I'm like, I've got this little tree. That could be the one that lives down here in the basement. And then I'm like, no, I don't want to try to find a spot in the actual basement for this drinking tree. Instead, I should put it in the podcast studio. It would look great behind me. And you know what? I think it does. I think it looks absolutely fantastic. It looks very festive. Speaking of festive, you know how we start this show. We got the Moose Mug, and you see it sitting there. It sits there all season, just ready to go. Our peppermint schnapps. It's time for the schnappening. I hope some of you guys at some point start joining in on the schnappening by drinking peppermint schnapps at Christmas time with me. It's how we start the show, so if it's how we start it, how are you guys actually starting it? Because you're not drinking your peppermint schnapps. I'll accept Malort, I guess. But I feel like everybody should have their own schnapps. I also, with this moving the camera, I also added another screen because I'm an idiot. And I felt like 300 screens wasn't enough. I now added another screen up here, where I can see myself, which is really, really confusing to look up there and see yourself. Although it looks, again, looks really great. Normally, I'm just looking on a tiny little screen, just the camera screen. That's where I see my the two cameras. There's this one, and of course, the drink cam. I can see both of those screens over there, but now I can see them here. I did this because I've been shooting all of these vertical videos for Beer Vent, which we'll discuss in a little bit. But I've been shooting all of these Beer Vent videos here, and it was getting really hard trying to make sure that I was in the right spot in the frame for vertical video, and that I was recording, and that the light looked okay, and all that crap that goes along with it. So I'm like, I need to just throw a screen up so that I can see what's going on. So I did that, and then now it just stays there. Why is the dog barking? Why is the dog barking? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, schnapps. To schnapps, cheers, everybody. Ooh, that smells good. Zach is checking in with an ink from Rheingeist. Oh, the most seasonal of wonderfulness. Oh, so freaking good. I do have, this reminded me that I do have some cool labels to go through, label approvals, but I don't think we've got enough built up again for this week, so maybe next week. Zach says, I have a moose mug from Christmas Vacation from Eggnog. Yeah, I've got the mug somewhere. I keep forgetting where I put it, and then I see it. I'm like, oh, that's where I put it. I think it's, Oh, it's in my office. It's next door in the office, sitting on my my shelf in there. I know where it is. I should have got that out. No, I don't think anything that I'm drinking today is appropriate. Oh, man, this is so good. Cheers. I could just drink that all night. That'd be an interesting show. But I do want to get to the Beer Vent beer, because this one is a fun one for me. Let's see. John says, started with a Pennsylvania beer given to me. Mango Gelato Fruited Sour from Lost Tavern Brewing. Wow. Mango Gelato Fruited Sour. That's actually probably pretty good, but it sounds crazy. Chris says, I do have some really bad gun and truck bourbon from Cincinnati Distillery here as well. It does mix good with Holiday Vanilla Coke, though. It's fine. I think that gun and truck bourbon is just like a good middle of the road. There's nothing, I don't think it's bad, but I wouldn't call it great either. It's just fine. It's good for mixing with stuff. Julia is singing about schnapps. Zach says, did you try any of the new Warped Wing Whiskey Rebellion yet? No, not yet. There's been a lot of other things that have consumed every minute of my life in the meantime. So no, I have not tried it yet. I will. All right, let's empty beer glass. Let's fix that. Today's beer vent pick is, I pulled it out, and I looked at it for a minute, and I'm like, what is this? And then it all kind of clicked for me. I know this beer, and well, I know the brewery. This is, I believe, and I believe I can do this right. The pronunciation, I believe, is Habesha. Habesha. This is Habesha Cold Gold. This is a European lager. There's nothing special about the actual liquid, as far as I know. I haven't tried it yet. But the brewery itself is a little fun, so we're going to go into that story a little bit as we drink it. This is sort of Ethiopian. The brewery, Habesha, is an Ethiopian brewery, or some Ethiopian brewery. And that's what the word means. Habesha is the name for the Ethiopian people, I believe, that they've given themselves. It just means them. I assume that this beer was originally designed to be a beer for them. This is 5% ABV, and like I said, pretty sure it's just a regular European lager. But we'll drink it anyways, and we'll find out. I like a good crispy boy. Always fun to drink, especially after a little taste of some schnapps. I do not have proper glassware for this, I can tell you that. Zach says, where does high grain, or not high grain, where does HG, higher gravity, where does higher gravity get all of these unique beers? They work with their distributors, they work with breweries, they work with anybody they can to bring something fun and special to the calendar. That's what makes it so great. All right. Yeah, so 100%. It looks like a pretty standard, as predicted, European lager beer. It's bright gold with a nice little fluffy head on top. Let's get some light on that. It's a pretty beer. That is that's just fine. There's nothing crazy to write home about. It's bright yellow. Okay. It's grainy. Like there is like a soft graininess to it. And maybe some floral notes. Not a lot though. I would call it more soft grain. All right, let me taste it. Okay, yeah, it's a good European lager, just a good everyday drinker. I can get behind that. Good refreshing beer. If I was in the heat of Ethiopia, standing outside sweating, I could drink a whole bunch of that. That's a good beer. That reminds me of a lot of like those really early imports that I tried. I was used to kind of macro lager, and then I tried a couple imports, and I'm like, okay, there's something different about this, something a little more flavorful. It still kind of fits that same flavor profile. It's just a little more flavor, a little more taste, and that's kind of what then sent me down the rabbit hole. So, yeah, that's good. The brewery, like I said, is from Ethiopia. Habesha. They started in like 2009-ish is when the brewery actually opened. It is currently owned by 40%. 40% of the ownership is by Ethiopian people, lots of Ethiopian people. We're talking thousands of Ethiopian people. I don't know if it was like some kind of crowdfunding in Ethiopia. I don't know. I have no idea how this all worked out. But I know that the majority of the brewery, especially when it opened, was owned by the people of Ethiopia. However, at some point, and I don't know when, there is a family-owned brewing conglomerate that purchased 60% of the brewery. It's called Swinkle Family Breweries. The Swinkle family is where this story gets fun. They bought 60% of it. They've got something like 9 different breweries in different countries and continents and all kinds of stuff. So things like Palm and Bavaria, La Trappe. They bought that La Trappe brewery from the monks back in like the, I don't know, early to mid 2000s, like 2005, maybe somewhere around there. They bought that and make La Trappe. Rodenbach, that's owned by Swinkle family. So they've got like some like 9 or 10 different breweries, including this one in Ethiopia. This is why, when you look at the back of the bottle, this says that it is beer brewed and bottled in Holland by Bavaria. And then it also has Lieschut, Holland, for Habesha Breweries, yada da da da, Ethiopia. It's because it's not contract brewed. It is made by one of their other facilities, probably their biggest facility, which is the one that makes Bavaria in Holland there. So I assume that's where most of this is made now, which is kind of sad, but it's not really an Ethiopian beer. It's a Dutch beer. Zach says, what makes my Rheingeist Ink so much better are these honey roasted peanuts. I'm surprised you don't have more snack foods to consume while drinking on the Weekly Pint. Always remember Dick's potato chips. I don't hear a lot about anymore. I typically don't consume a lot of food on the show because it's distracting for the listener. I'm trying to do that for you. I have plenty of snacks just right over there on the bar. Right now, we've got some good meat sticks, like not Slim Jims, like these good like smoked meat stick things that we got from some kind of, I don't know, FFA sale or something. We've got some Dick's potato chips in there. I have... lots of pickles. I always have a nice variety of pickles. There's always snack foods, but I try not to do it during the show. I don't have any snacks in here. I'm always eating the dicks. Any shrimps over there? No shrimps. Just schnapps. I try not to eat on the show. You don't hear a lot about Dick's on this show right now because it's not sponsored by Dick's right now, although it has been in the past. It's just not right now. So we don't talk about them a lot on the show, but Zach says summer sausage is good snack food. Absolutely. Any kind of tubular meat is a great snack food. Anyways, going back to the Swinkle family brewery. Back in the, again, the mid-2000s, kind of running around this this same kind of time frame that they were buying up a couple other big breweries, they got wrapped into, this was before this brewery existed, but it was the same family of breweries here. They got caught up in this, not caught up, they were part of this huge price-fixing cartel. this big story that came out where all of these breweries in that area, so Heineken, Grolsch, Svinkel, they all... Chris is reading about raccoons. Yeah, we'll get there. These three breweries were caught up in this price-fixing scandal and prosecuted by the European Union, I guess. The fourth one, the fourth brewery that was caught up in that was one you might have heard of called InBev. This was before AB InBev existed. This was when it was just InBev over there. They... were in the same cartel price fixing and dividing up different places that different breweries were allowed to sell to. It was this whole huge thing. The reason that InBev did not get prosecuted with the other three breweries is because they're the ones that ratted them out. They ratted everybody else out, even though they were also involved, and then weren't punished. It was this crazy story, and right in the middle of it were these guys. Swinkle Family Breweries. It's a fun little story. It was one of those news stories that has been sitting in my notes for a very long time. And today when I was pulling this beer out and I was kind of looking at it and I'm doing the due diligence on what this brewery is, I'm like, oh my God, that's Swinkle. That's those guys. And then I kind of put it all together and I was like, oh, this is a fun beer to drink. So cheers to price fixing cartels. Make good beer. I'll give them that. Joe from Craft Parenting Pod, on his tasting today, pointed out that he thinks it tastes a lot like Heineken. And I would agree to that. It tastes like a good Heineken. There's a lot of bad, skunky Heineken out there. And when he said that, I was a little nervous that I was going to open this and it was going to be skunky. It's not. No, it just tastes like a good, fresh Heineken. If you ever want to try what Heineken is supposed to taste like, if you ever see it on tap somewhere, get it. However, maybe have them either pour a little bit of the beer out before you drink it because it's probably been sitting in that line for a while. Or if you see it in a can or something, get the cans. It's great in cans as long as you got a good date on them. Just fantastic. John says, my 13-year-old is sitting next to me listening, and he's rolling with the amount of Dick's innuendos. Look, Dick's potato chips. We're not talking about anything inappropriate. We love Dick's, and I love eating Dick's, and I think everybody should eat Dick's. In fact, you can get an entire bag of Dick's, and you can eat them yourself. It's Christmas time. This is not sponsored by Dick's. However, you can give the gift of Dick's. You can get Dick's to all of the people you love or hate and tell them that they should also eat a bag of Dick's. We love them. We love what they do. The chips are great. Small little local company here. You can order them online. I'm more than happy to talk about them, even when not sponsored, because I love them so much. Get online, get a whole big box of dicks, and make yourself happy. Dicks make everybody happy, in fact. And being able to talk about them as much as I can will only help dicks grow. And I, for one, want to help dicks grow. Tell your 13-year-old I said, cheers. And get him some dicks for Christmas. That's a good beer. I can't promise that my next beer will be as good as this. Zach says, randomly, I love me Stella Artois during this time of year. It's definitely a Christmas beer. I'll accept that. Okay, moving on to the... I didn't even put my... I made artwork for this. Look, I had a little beer event calendar, and I didn't even put it on there. Man, that's okay. Our next topic is a good one. If you are a fan of Bruce Guy's Barstool Perspective, if you watch them live on Fridays or catch their shows after they're live, they have talked recently in the last few weeks about this story about this raccoon. I'm in love with this raccoon, okay? I wasn't going to ever cover this story, but it's been updated. There's been more to the story. There's been further reporting on this raccoon. So this story goes back to Black Friday when I guess the next morning after Black Friday, so that Saturday or whatever, workers at this this little liquor store in Virginia come into work in the morning. They open the door, turn on the lights, and the place is ransacked. There's pictures online. You should Google, liquor store, raccoon, Virginia. Should probably pull up some pictures for you. The liquor store is trashed. There's bottles everywhere. There's booze all over the floor. And they just assume somebody broke in and kind of ransacked the place. They start cleaning up, and they get to the bathroom, and they open the door, and there... passed out, like sprawled out in the floor, all legs just stuck out. I believe the term that Julio used is splooted all over the place. He is just sprawled out on the floor, legs sticking out in every direction, passed out. This wonderful, happy little raccoon. They call animal control. Animal control takes the raccoon and releases him into the wild. In the meantime, the story goes out. It goes viral. Everybody loves this little guy for having his little night of partying. And the ASPCA or somebody like that made a bunch of merch for it to raise money and made a ton of money and just did good from this little happy drunken raccoon. This is a happy little guy. Love him. The story, he's just released in the wild. He's gone. The story continues at some kind of press conference or somebody. Some kind of government official lets it slip that this is not the first time he's broken into a business. He has previously broken into other businesses on that same block. So before he broke into the liquor store, he has broken into the Department of Motor Vehicles had an office there. He broke in there and took a bunch of snacks out of the office. Just broke in, then found the snacks and took them and ate them. This little guy's great. He also broke into a freaking karate studio. Broke into a karate studio, I can only assume, to study. So this little drunken raccoon knows how to get snacks, knows karate, and knows where to get booze. The animal control people said that they released them. They released him. I'm calling him Bruce. They released Bruce out into the wild as close as they possibly could to the location of this block where he keeps breaking into these businesses because it could do too much harm to him if he was released into some strange place in the wild and he might die. He needs to be around the place that he lives. He's going to keep doing this. He is going to go on a rampage and break into every business he can until he's taken over the world. And I am all about it. I love him. Bruce knows karate, and I want to be his friend. It is the most amazing thing in the world. This is like a Christmas miracle. Not only is this raccoon, does he now know karate and knows where to get the booze and the snacks, evidently part of the story. This all came after a story that raccoons are actually getting cuter. They are genetically like evolving to become cuter, to be more attractive to people so that we don't chase them off. And I think that's great. Their little snouts are getting shorter. Their teeth are getting smaller. Their ears are getting floppier, floppy-eared raccoons. And their tails are getting curly because people find that cute. And the animals are adapting to, I guess, so that we'll toss them more snacks. How can you do anything but absolutely love this story? It's the best thing in the world. I'm in love with it. I can't get enough of Bruce, and yes, all day long. I just realized that if I'm going to drink this next thing, I'm going to need a spoon, and I didn't bring one. I have to go out to the bar. Tommy says they're cute until they unalive your cat and wipe out your chickens. Look, if you're letting your cat outside and you've got unprotected chickens, Bruce needs to eat. Let Bruce do Bruce's thing. If he's out there karate chopping your chickens, let Bruce have his nuggets. Just let him have his nuggies. I love it. He's going to break into more places. I need to know every business that is on this same block as the karate studio and the liquor store and the DMV. I need to know every other business because I need to know what other skills this little guy is going to acquire before he gets too old to be a criminal. I think that maybe he needs to be adopted by somebody. He needs to have his own reality show or something. He just needs something. He needs to be placed on the pedestal that he deserves. Julia says, I need to see the security footage. Yeah, I mean, it definitely exists of the liquor store. I saw like just a still frame from the security cameras of him walking through the liquor store. The picture of the aisle of the liquor store is funny because it's just all down the middle of the aisle, just bottle after bottle after bottle, smashed open. And then at the very end, he's in this bathroom, just passed out. It's wonderful. These are the stories that give me faith in humanity. Marco says, so Thanksgiving night, leave booze and chicken nuggets out for Bruce. Yes. So Christmas, you leave beer and cookies for Santa. Thanksgiving, Black Friday night, it's a new tradition in my household. We leave schnapps and nuggets out for Bruce. I like that. I think that we will do that. It's Bruce the Thanksgiving raccoon. Julia says, how is this fair? I just looked at Josh, nothing else. And he goes, F no. I'm assuming he thought I was going to say something about adopting Bruce, which I was, to be fair. Yeah, I don't know. I think we might have to, like, this might be some kind of caper that needs to happen where we go and I'm not going to call it kidnapping because it's an adoption process, but we need to go swiftly in the night and get Bruce and bring him here to live in Cincinnati. I think he can live, like, we could just let him out in, like, Northside or something. He could just roam around there and eat hipster's garbage and leftover fruit from Urban Artifact. It's fine. I think that needs to happen. And then every once in a while, we can just go and sit on a park bench and have beers with Bruce. Like, this is my Christmas wish. Also, as I finish this beer, I need to know. Zach says, am I taking calls tonight? The drunk line isn't on. Let me check. We were having some phone problems in previous episodes. Yeah, go ahead, and if you want to call in, give it a whirl, and we'll see if it works. And if it doesn't work, I'm just going to hang up on you. But I do need to get another drink here in a second. I'm going to need a spoon for the other drink. On a recent episode of the Craft Parenting podcast, which featured both Joe and Caroline, they pointed out that I don't drink a lot on this show, and that's why Julia instituted a sniff count for me. And she made a and Joe said, well, doesn't he drink multiple things sometimes? And yes, I do. All right, let's see if this works. The drunk line. Let's see. Hey, in theory, you're on the Weekly Pint. Who is this? Yep, see, not working. Sorry, man, not working. Phone line is not happy. So, sorry, no calls today. I can kind of hear you, but nobody else can, so sorry. We'll get it fixed. See you later. Yeah, drunk line is not working. In fact, we will pull that back up so you don't have the drunk line on the screen. We'll get it fixed. It's a technical issue, and I don't actually know what it is. I'm trying to fix it in my brain while I'm sitting here, and this is not the time to do that. I'm not going to do it right now. So Joe and Caroline said that there was a sniff count instituted for my show because, yes, sometimes the gnome drinks multiple things, but all he does is drink a couple tastes of it, and then he moves on to the next one and doesn't finish it. BS. That is BS. That is not what I do. Here, look, I'm going to finish this beer. I always finish my drinks, or almost always finish my drinks, before I move on to the next one, even if they're terrible, even if sometimes they're really terrible. The thing is, sometimes I don't have as many sips as I do sniffs. I sniff a lot when I drink, and then I take these big gulps because I don't get a chance to sip as much as I would like to. I can't take little sips. I take big sips. That's why. Zach wants to call the raccoon Rocky. No, his name's Bruce. It doesn't need to be catchy. You can't change somebody's name just to make it more catchy. The guy's name is Bruce, so we'll call him Bruce. Okay. For the next drink, I need to get a couple things. Hang on. Unless I can... I can finagle it with a knife or something. We'll figure this out. We'll make it up as we go along. This is gonna end great.
This involves a couple things.
So I found this at the store. Not this. And actually I'm trying to keep it off camera. Okay. This is just a beer that I thought would work with the mixer that I'm going to use. This is called Jungle Jim's Fruit Stand. This is a collaboration between High Grain and Jungle Jim's. It's a fruited wheat beer. It's a good beer. I've had it before, but I thought it would work. We're going to find out. So this is fruited with, I'm going to leave a little room in here. I don't know how much room I need to leave. This is brewed with 800-pound blend of pineapple, strawberry, passion fruit, mango, and blueberry. This is to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Jungle Jim's. One of my favorite stores on the planet. Okay. This might not be as like bright and clear as I wanted it to be for the experiment here. Julia says the sushi restaurant has to be next. Zach says, I highly suggest barrel-aged stout to warm you up on these cold winter nights. No, man, that's not even the direction that I'm going with this. This is weird. I found this on Markdown. Always a good sign, also at Jungle Jim's, and was so curious about it that I had to try it with you. I was going to make a whole YouTube video about it, but instead we're going to do it here. This is called Boba Pops. It looks like a can of spray paint, and it says that it is Pearls of Popping Blueberry Liqueur. So they are 12.5% bubbles of booze. I looked on their website. There's like this QR code you're supposed to scan. It goes to the website. Originally, I thought you were just supposed to like pour this stuff in a glass, which I don't know if you can see this. We will just pour it in a glass too, for the record. inside here is like little boba balls soaking in some kind of strange liquid. And we are supposed to consume these. This is what I said might need to go with some Malort too. we're gonna try this a couple different ways. I did get another glass out to just try the. So on the website, it told me different things I was supposed to do. One of them was to put them in like your beer or another beverage and make like a boba something or other. So that's what we're gonna do with that. Zach wants to know if I had the Snow Day from Esoteric. That was a perfect beer to drink that I had on Saturday. Great beer. Yes. That was a previous Beer Vent beer that has now made it to be a seasonal release. Hopefully my knife is a little bit clean because we're going to use that to scoop some boba. It's not even close to clean. It's got like packing tape goo all over it. It's fine. Whatever. Oh, man. Their little tape on here says, "No one drinks alone with us." That's right. No one does. I don't open this thing. Is this a twisty? I can't even get the damn thing open. All right. Holy crap. I need a little rubber thing. This is going to be anticlimactic if I can't open the damn thing. All right, let me go open this, and while I'm getting a little rubber guy, I'll also grab a spoon and some Malort. You guys talk amongst yourselves while I figure this thing out. Okay, we're gonna master this. All right. Waiting to hear power tools. Now we got it. It was just. Oh yeah, because okay, this was the whole cap, so it was sealed with blueberry sugar guts. Oh man, this is, I don't know about this, guys. Oh, gross. They're like little fish eggs. Oh man. I don't know how many of these I actually want to put in there versus how many do we put in here. Oh, they all just dropped to the. Oh, damn it. I was hoping they would be light enough that they would kind of float around. No, they just sink down to the bottom. I think that means that you don't even get them in your beer until you get down to the bottom. Oh, God. the booze that they're in is like this real syrupy kind of weird stuff that like they all kind of stick together. Like they don't even like roll around right. They don't smell bad. That's a good sign. Okay. Zach says it's like beer bubble tea. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All right. Cheers. Let's give them a taste by themselves. Oh, that's fun. Okay. It doesn't taste great. Yeah, it doesn't taste great, but they're fun. They really do, like, just explode. Nobody's going to say it. I'll give you a minute. They explode right in your mouth. Okay. It's not a sip. There's no liquid. That's a snack. Okay. I actually kind of like it. This is not... I need some of the weird soaking liquid here. Okay. Something's got to be terrible about this. Okay. This is a sip because it's liquid. It just kind of smells like something that would be inside of a Buzz Ball. Yeah, it's like just boozy, sugary Kool-Aid, which I guess is not shocking. Okay, let's see what they do to my wheat beer here. Maybe they'll just roll right to my face as I start drinking. I don't know. Mm-hmm. No bubbles yet. That's good, though. Man, it's good beer. When I get the balls in my mouth, it's going to be great. All right, let's do this. Because why not? All right, we got some Malort. We'll do the whole thing. This, for the record, was part of my Christmas gift from Josh and Julia. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Now I'm going to put balls in it. Okay. All right. We're going to load it up with the balls. Why not? Malort deserves the best in all of the boozy fish eggs on the market. All right. I think I am probably the first person in the universe that has tried this. Okay. I see. And I don't... It's way too much liquid for me to down in one gulp. It's going to taste so bad. Bottoms up. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Didn't get any balls on that sip. Oh, it's just Malort. It was all Malort. Oh, God. Sometimes it's great. Sometimes it's not. Tonight, it is not. I blew Malort. That's fine. That is just fine. Okay. Julia says, just think of it this way. Yours has no Carolina Reapers in it. That's true. Julia finished her punch card at Binsky's and decided to try the Carolina Reaper Malort, which then had her crying in pain for the next 20 minutes. No thanks. No thanks. Okay. We're going to get this. We're going to get some balls here. This gulp should definitely have some balls. How many balls do you take in one gulp? I don't even know. Is there some kind of like a... some kind of algorithm to determine how many balls in one gulp is appropriate? I don't know. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh, that's so bad. No, it's like, oh, it's Malort. And then, as you're drinking the Malort, you get all these balls, and you're trying to pop as many as you can to save yourself. And they don't pop fast enough to save you. Oh, no. No. Oh, God. That's terrible. Everything about it is terrible. The balls are not nearly as fun in there as they are just by themselves. You know what? Like, it's probably really fun in just like a... like a Sprite. I could have gone like some kind of nice, calm, easy direction and just had like a glass of Sprite with these boozy balls in them. Oh God. That's not fun. And I know this is still going to taste like Malort. It's like the Malort has infused itself into the skin of the balls. Oh. I don't know, guys. And now there's like little pieces of deflated balls in my mouth. This is an interesting product. I don't think the product is bad. This Boba Pops. They also make it a point on the packaging to say that this is temporary packaging and that they are going to have other better packaging. Oh, God. They are gluten-free and vegan balls. Certified colors added. From Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. These pearls of popping spirits burst with flavor when bitten and add unique excitement to beverages and social gatherings. Yeah, you want to add some excitement to your social gathering? Boozy balls. That'll do it. Oh, dear God. Are we doomed as a species? Is that where we're at? Oh, my God. Okay, we'll wrap things up here. Maybe I'll do an after show. For anybody that doesn't know, if you are a Gnomie, so if you subscribe on Patreon, that's thegnarlygnome.com/support. If you're a Gnomie, you get access to the after shows if I decide to do them. And I think I'm going to do one tonight because I can't end on ball booze. I need to drink something else. It's all right. Julia says the new packaging looks good per their website. Yeah, the stuff I saw on there looked pretty good. Man, that's pretty weird. That is pretty weird stuff. Zach says stay live. Yeah, the after show is live. All you have to do is go to Patreon, and there will be a link in just a couple minutes, and you click on it, and then I'm live again. Like, I'm still live. It doesn't stop being live. So I'm going to do that. But we are we're about an hour here, so thank you guys for hanging out. This was something. What did we learn tonight? Let's do that. What did we learn? We learned that some breweries are successful because they join cartels. We learned that some raccoons are successful because they learn karate. And we learned that some drinks are successful because they're filled with balls. I think that's everything we learned tonight. If I missed something, let me know. I appreciate all of you for hanging out. I appreciate all of you for making this show and all of the things I do what they are. They don't exist without you. The new magazine that is launching next year will not exist without you. Stay tuned. I still haven't announced officially the title of the magazine. That was supposed to happen this week, and I just didn't get it done. But it is done. Logo is finalized. I will have social media accounts and all of that shared out, hopefully this week, unless it ends up being as busy as I feel like it's going to. We'll get it out there, and then you guys can follow along there. In the meantime, I will share everything out on my social channels and via Patreon. The patrons, the Gnomies, they get everything first, get exclusives to everything. So if you're not already, join now, even at the free tier. And tonight, even at the free tier, you'll get the after show. So let's head over there, have a drink, give me just like a couple minutes to figure out how to change all of that. It's actually not pretty. It's pretty easy. It'll be fine. It won't take long. I'll see you there. Get yourself another drink, crack something open, and prepare for whatever is about to come. We will we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out. I appreciate all of you more than you know. Cheers, everybody. If you could put any beer into ball format, what beer would most work in tiny balls? I gotta think about that. I don't know. Stout balls! Stouty balls! Oh, stouty balls would be so fun in, like, things.